ladies and gentlemen, dear colleagues. We would like to present you our experience in with supporting students with disabilities at Comenius University in Bratislava, and also short information about the opportunities of for studying of students with visual impairment in at Moldova State University, that is that was the partner in the common Tempus project during the last year. Some basic information about the Comenius University. It is the oldest university in the Slovak Republic. Nowadays it has 13 faculties and about 27,000 students. Students with disabilities at universities, we can't say exact number of students with disabilities at our universities and also at the Comenius University, because there is no duty, there is no system of registration of students with disabilities. It means we only know students that apply for special support or whether at our university or at other universities. Almost at all universities and faculties, there is an Institute of Disability Coordinator, who is the contact person who can guide the applicant with impairment or students with impairment, and who can offer some kind of consultation also for academic staff. In some universities in Slovakia, there is also some kind of support unit. Our university has the oldest. It was the first university that created the support center for visually impaired students. It was about 15 years ago. I can say that from the beginning, since the beginning, we started. We offered also some kind of support. Also students with other kind of disabilities, because we was for a long time for a long time the only one specialized support center at the academic level, and that's why also students with other kind of disabilities asked us for help, for support, for consultations. And not only students from Comenius University, but also from other universities in Slovakia. Till today, there are three specialized support centers in Slovakia, and also the students with disabilities prefer some. I can say it, tributary universities where who are more experienced in supporting students with disabilities. Except of Comenius University in Bratislava, there is one university in the central Slovakia, one in the north Slovakia in Ružomberok, and one in the eastern Slovakia, where also a barrier-free center supporting students with all kinds of disabilities. In Slovakia, we have a very good legislative framework of that speaks about the opportunities for students with disabilities at the academic level. According to this law, the higher education institutions are obliged to provide equal opportunities for study. For studying of students with disabilities, it's this higher education institution is obliged to prepare study conditions for students, adaptation for entrance exams and during other exams, and also is obliged to create financial sources for covering this of these provisions. Offers active or is active in three main areas. It's educational and training activities, then technical support that includes also transformation of study, literature study takes into accessible form, and the third main area is guidance and advice and counseling for applicants, students with disabilities, and also for academic staff. As for academic support, I think that I don't need to speak very deeply about this activity. But as for students, who would like or who are interested in studying sciences, I have to underline that we try to contact the students in very early time, in very advanced time, to be sure that the students are prepared enough for studying at the university, that they have developed suitable skills and competencies, and that the transition from the secondary school to the university it will be not very complicated and will be not the problem why they will be not successful. Sorry for my English. It means that in case that we know that some students at the secondary school think about studying mathematics, informatics, physics, we monitor in cooperation with secondary school teachers, with parents, with the students, and maybe from this Slovak Blind Union representatives. We try to monitor their skills in reading and doing mathematics, in understanding graphics, in doing graphics. We can offer them help and some kind of training or instruction how to prepare better for studying this kind of subject of study. That's why we also in the last 2 years we cooperate very closely with secondary schools and secondary school teachers, and we tried to prepare also teachers for educating blind students who study in an integrated way in the secondary school, how to motivate them and how to educate them in mathematics, informatics, and how to motivate them to continue in their interest in mathematics. Because this problem that was mentioned also by my colleagues Peter Lecky and Martin Horňanský, there is a real problem with supporting and educating the blind students in integrated environment in Slovakia. Sometimes when they are studying in mainstream grammar school, there is a lack or absence of textbooks. There is a lack or absence of accessible graphics, lack of special demonstrations tools. Doing mathematics, blind students in secondary schools have limited equipment, limited possibilities to use modern technologies. in mathematics, they very often, in case that they don't use, for example, lambda in the last year, they very often work with mechanical typewriter or in this, they work with assistance of some other, with assistant. They doing mathematics, they have limited possibilities to producing graphical representation. They depend on the creativity and the capability of teachers who sometimes are not very skilled in this field, and they also need additional classes, what is not always possible, what the school not always offers for them. That's why we in the last years, 2 years, try to support preferably schools where educate blind students. It's about 13 secondary schools in Slovakia, and think about whether support in educating mathematics for the blind in mainstream schools does mean effective motivation for studying sciences at the university. Because in the last years, maybe 5 last years, we preferably our students, blind and hard and partially sighted students in Slovakia, they choose book studies at the university. They are studying law, they are studying theology, special education, teacher subjects, psychology, etc., etc. And even if they think about studying mathematics, informatics, in the third and the for last year and in the secondary school, they decide to study book studies. Why? Maybe because of better access to curriculum, maybe because better access to information sources in general, maybe because less dependency of foreign help during study at the university, maybe because less demands on special technology, because good experience of other visually impaired students, and preferably also because the faculties or universities with human subjects of study are more open to accept students with disabilities and also to blind students. It means that this environment is more accommodating for students with disabilities. It means that among this academic support, academic, technical, and human support that our support center offers students, blind and partially sighted students, we also in the last years, in cooperation with secondary schools, we try to monitor situation in education of integrated blind students. We prepare training courses for the blind students and also for their teachers. We are active, our colleagues are active in localization of usable software. First of all, also software what is free for users. We also deliver information about new assistive technology, it's about new software, information in all on any information that can help future students to prepare better for university study. Information for secondary teachers, information for students at the university. On the website of our support center, there are areas where the students and applicants can find any kind of information how to prepare or how to be successful in a university study. That's about our activities. And we are also active in some projects. Within our projects, we provided accessible workplaces for blind students at 18 Slovak faculties of other universities, where blind students and also academic staff can work with support with this assistive technology. We organize some workshops how to use special technology and what can blind students do with assistive technology and where are limits of assistive technologies. And also we are active in some, or we were active in some international projects. One of them was the project Tempus, in the last year, in 2007 and 2008. In this project, in cooperation with Technical University in Karlsruhe in Germany, in this study center for visually impaired students, and this cooperation in this Moldova State University and the Moldova Blind Union was created a new support center without barriers. About this support center can speak my colleague from Moldova, Mr. Kuchuk.
But there are only there are only 4 minutes left, including questions.
I'll be very short. My presentation will be very short. So my name is Natalia Kuchuk. I'm a lecturer from Moldovan State University, from capital, from Chisinau, Republic of Moldova. This year of September, we opened our center, named Support Center Without Borders. How said Elena, is this center was built within the frame of European project Tempus, according to the model of similar centers of university culture, Germany and Comenius University, Bratislava, Slovak Republic. The main goal of our center is the same goal that should have like the same this kind of center to support the integration of blind and the partially sighted into university study and life. The center has the following software: screen reader Virgo 4.7, the speech output and the braille display, screen magnification software Galileo, and OCR software Fine Reader. Also, we have the following hardware: Smart View Extend Video Magnifier, Portable Video Magnifier IDEX, Braille Display, Vario Connect 40, two HP workstation, HP Mobile workstation, Braille Printer Embosser, HP Laser Printer, and Scanner. At our university, we have 16 students, partially sighted students. We have this faculty, I think it's enough for us. On our center, works two lecturers and one is a social assistant. So today, I feel like I'm a student in the first grade. It's a lot of information, so I only listen and try to remember all new things, and please, I ask your advice if it's for our center. So this is, I have some flyers about our center. If you have some advice for me, please have a listen. Thank you.